changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to talk about how to get good at anything. The four stages of competency. And I always find it important to remind myself of this. Are you trying to get better at something? Are you trying to learn something? Are you trying to master something? About a year and a half ago, I bought a guitar. I was at home in the evenings. It was COVID. I was single. So I started trying to learn the guitar. And I got to where I could tune it. And that was about it. I tried a few chords. We all go through the same stages of competency. Right now, I'm trying to improve change some thought patterns, change some things going on in here in my life. Just make some big adjustments as to who I am in this world. And that's a difficult thing. Don't kid yourself. You know, people say, "Oh, I'm going to read a self-help book," and it's going to go, "Okay, here's this, and you're going to go, "Yes, and now my life is wonderful." If you're doing anything like this, and if you're doing like the complaint-free challenge, you know that it's hard, that it's not easy. I just realized that on my bracelet. I'm switching the bracelet all the time. I do have my Can't Complain t-shirt on, all right? But switching the bracelet is hard. Staying with your commitments is really, really difficult. And it's because we underestimate the four stages we have to go through. Now, my book, A Complaint-Free World, is broken into four sections, okay? And these are the four sections. I didn't come up with this. I actually was in a seminar last week, and I heard somebody use this very example. We tried to find out where this came from. The closest we can find is that some Harvard professor seemed to be one of the first people to say it, but he wasn't even sure, according to my publisher. So let's let go who said it. Here are the four stages, and they sound psychological and heady, but I'm going to break them down for you. Because anytime you try to master anything, you're going to go through the four stages. The first one is, and you may know them. If you've read my book, type them in the comments section. The first one is, I'm just going to say them, then I'm going to explain them because they're going to sound crazy if you've never heard them. First, unconscious incompetent. Second, conscious incompetent. Third, conscious competent. And fourth, unconscious competent. Let me see if I can say that again and say it right. I actually was going to have my book over here, but I wanted to know it. So it is unconscious incompetent, conscious incompetent, conscious competent, unconscious competent. Now, let me explain what this means to you, because it's actually very simple. You don't need to remember the names. You just need to know you're going to go through these four stages. Whether it's learning the guitar, learning to sing, fixing a pipe, stopping complaining, becoming a more upbeat person, dealing with anger issues, improving, whatever it is, you're going to go through four stages. The first one is you're bad at it. You don't know you're bad at it. It's true. You are bad at it and you don't know you're bad at it. There's actually a thing called the Dunning-Kruger effect, and that is it's for two psychiatrists, and it comes down to if you've never tried something, you secretly think you're magically good at it. There was a part of me when I was unconscious, incompetent, okay? I was unaware how bad I was when I picked up the guitar and thought that somehow this time next week, I was going to be doing the opening to Roundabout by Yes. Okay, seriously, that's what was going through my mind. Unconscious incompetent. You're bad at it. You don't know how bad you are. And when you try it, you find out. You find out. And that is hard. That is humbling. Most people want to quit. I was thinking about this the other day. I actually bought a pair of rollerblades 30 years ago at a garage, a yard sale. They fit perfectly. Never rollerbladed before. Got pads and everything like this. Got on them, went out onto our bumpy country road and started going too fast, fell down, bruised my coccyx, and sold them myself at a garage sale. Never, because I found out how bad I was at rollerblading. Now that I could have gotten better, don't get me wrong, but I was so bad and so hurt in that moment. That's what we tend to do. We're bad at something and we don't know it. When we find out that we're bad at something and realize how bad we are, most of us want to quit. And in fact, most of us do quit. When I was taking flying lessons, whenever a plane would fly overhead, whenever another plane would fly overhead, especially a jet, if we were out doing the walk around on our little Piper Cub, when we were doing the walk around, if a big plane or a fancy plane or a Learjet would fly overhead, my instructor, Charlie, would always say the same thing to me. That pilot was right where you are now. That pilot was right where you are now. That is so helpful to remember when we hit that conscious incompetence stage. Because the other thing about the conscious incompetence stage is you can't stop the behavior. You're just now hyper aware of it. And that is even harder. That is so hard to realize. Oh my gosh, I do this or that a lot. I do it a lot. Oh my gosh, I do want to run and hide. I don't want to know this behavior. That is the conscious incompetence stage. It's stage number two, and it's hard. Stage number three, some would say, is even more difficult because it's called the conscious competence stage. But this is the secret sauce. This is where it happens. This is where you slowly and methodically begin to learn new behavior. You learn it slowly. Do you know, because I play the drums, and one of the more difficult songs that I play is Sultans of Swing by the Dire Straits. Now, I can play it fairly well because I've played it hundreds of times. That's that conscious, competent stage. And the other thing is, I could teach you how to play that song right. I could teach you how to play it correctly the first time, even if you've never sat down at drums. You know how? I would slow it down to where you're doing a beat maybe every 10 seconds. Just get that one beat right, then the next one, then the next one, then the next one. And that is hard to do because we want to speed it up. We want it now. We want it over and done. And it is that that causes us, remember we did this concept from Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, causes us to drift. Losing focus is the death of it. We come to the end of our lives wondering where the hell our lives went because we drift. We lose focus. We're unwilling to be in that conscious, competent stage where you're switching the bracelet every single time and you realize how many times and am I ever going to get off day one? The answer is yes. But you may go from complaining 30 times a day to 17 to 10. But if you stay with it, it's just like playing a song on the drums because ultimately you hit step four, and that is the unconscious competence stage. In other words, I could warm up for a minute, sit down and play that song by listening to the track and stay fairly close to it. I don't have to think about it. I've done it so many times. It is a part of me. If you're willing to take the time to slow it down and do it daily, every day, and let it become part of your genetic makeup, part of who you are, you can master anything. So what do you want to master? That's always the question. That's the big question. Every single book I'm reading right now all comes down to, what do you want? What do you want? No, specifically, what do you want? Specifically. And I want less is never motivating. I want more. What do you want? So once again, the four stages of competency. I'm going to, while you have a chance to click share, who's going to be the first one to click share for today? While you put in the four, I'm going to tell you the four stages of competency one more time. You click share if you would, please type in share. And then any comments, any questions, what are you working on? Where are you in your life in these four steps on something you're working on? Just tell me. The four steps again, and I'll see if I can type them in, although my typing, my spelling sometimes is not great. First one, Meemaw shared. Awesome, Meemaw. All right, so four stages. One, unconscious, incompetent. Two, conscious, incompetent. Jennifer shared. Thank you, Jennifer. Three, conscious, competent. And four, this is a word. I got it right before. All right, so there we go. The second stage is eye-opening for sure. Yeah, that's the crash, Meemaw. That's that second stage, that conscious competent, Meemaw shared, Jennifer shared. In Taekwondo, we call stage three building muscle memory. That is so awesome. It's so interesting you said that, Heather. I'm actually looking for an online Taekwondo class right now. Thank you for sharing that. Of course you would. And so here they are, unconscious and competent. That means you don't know how bad you are. You think you're actually pretty good. Conscious and competent, holy crap, I ain't so good after all. In fact, I'm pretty lousy. Then conscious, competent. I'm lousy, but I'm doing it little bit slowly, basically, little by little by little. And then finally, if you do that, just becomes who you are. Think about this. Tying your shoe as a child, unconscious and competent. Of course you can tie your shoe. You see people do it all the time. Then you try it. Holy good gosh. Then to tie your shoe for about 21 days, it's still very ginger. And now it's like, of course my shoes are tied. You know? Kathy Cruz shared, awesome possum. Thank you. Started riding today. Lessons again. Pirelli Natural Horsemanship has these four stages also. I didn't realize that. Pat and Linda are friends of mine. I've actually spoken at their events and used their stuff. Linda, Pat Pirelli stuff is hands down the best, period, when it comes to learning to deal with and love and learn with horses. Linda says, shares, dig the analogy, says, Meemaw, listen, everybody, I got to take Teddy to the vet. He's got to go get his teeth cleaned, so I'm going to go do that right now. And hopefully, he took his anti-vomiting thing in time that we don't have to worry about it. I'll find out. Listen, everybody, make it a wonderful weekend. I'm going to be here tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here Sunday. I'll be here every day. Look forward to being with you. Jumpstart your day in a positive way and do something nice for your friends and family. Click share. And if you haven't, if you're here for the first time, be sure and like the page. All right. Thanks, everybody.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.